Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a long-time original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Among other books, he is an outstanding scorer, volunteer, and just gives back to so many people, including to us now for a long time. He's our good friend Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always great to be here.
Good to have you back. Thanks.
You know, I've been talking about your new book, Age of the Customer, to a lot of people, a lot of audiences.
Thank you.
Getting some interesting feedback. And some interesting questions, and one of them that came from a marketing seminar I did a couple of days ago was, what do I have to do to direct that user-generated content so that I can find out, I can help my clients, my customers, my potential customers actually talk about me the way that I want?
Yeah.
And one of the things I've been telling them is that the businesses have to start the conversation.
Yeah, that's
right.
They
can't be shy about actually demonstrating to people the sorts of things that they want them to say about them.
Well, that's exactly right. And but also, another thing, and folks, let's back up a minute, Steve. Folks, user-generated content, UGC, as you know, is what other people say about you. And Steve, I like to identify it as part of the earned media. You know, you got paid media, which is advertising. You got owned media, which is like brochures and collateral material. But earned media is the holy grail, and that's what other people say about you, and you've earned what they're saying about you. But of course, as we know, Steve, that's a two-edged sword, right? Sometimes you've earned their disdain, and sometimes you've earned their praise. And as you say, the way to get control of that, I shouldn't say that because you can't control the message, but the way you can sort of get out ahead of it a little bit is by banking some goodwill early on, right?
Absolutely, and that starts with simple things like testimonials on your own website, I think. You know, I talk to a lot of small businesses, and they're kind of struggling with this concept, but it seems to me that some of the simplest things they can do is some of the old standby marketing idea of letting people know what others are saying about
right,
you in advance.
Right. Well, all right, so folks, if people had a good experience with your contracting company, they could go on Yelp and tell that. Or they could go on the Chamber of Commerce website maybe and leave a message there. Or they can tweet about it. They can put it in their Facebook page. They could say, I went to the restaurant, so-and-so's restaurant, and the food was horrible, or the service is still great there. Whatever it might be, people are saying things about you out there. And that's called user-generated content, UGC. And, you know, Steve, when I gave a speech just this week, to a couple hundred folks and at a Chamber of Commerce. And when I ask people they know what UGC is, nobody knows what that is. That's a term that I want more and more people to understand. And it's one thing, Steve, that we found out in research recently is that people are much more likely to believe what they read other people saying than your marketing message.
Yeah, that is true. You take a look at some of the, one of the larger platforms, Amazon, for example, and the book reviews and product reviews that are generated by other people are an absolute essential part of their platform success at this point.
Absolutely. So back to banking this, Steve. When a customer says to you, I just love the way you guys did this job, or I really enjoyed the meal, or whatever. Steve, I think if they're saying that to you, I think you have a right to say, I really appreciate you doing that. Are you online? Do you go on Twitter ever? Are you on Facebook? Would you mind saying that on those platforms? It would really help us a lot if you would do that, and I'd appreciate that. What do you think about that, Steve?
I think that's a great strategy, and people are working it all the time. And what I'm hearing from a lot of folks is that they're getting that typical resistance from people who just don't have the time or don't have the inclination to go online.
And all of them won't. Only maybe one out of 20 will, but you still got to ask them. Remember the old days when somebody bragged on you, you'd say, tell your friends, right? Well, that's what we're talking about here, folks. Steve Martin and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. We're talking some more about how to get your message out there the right way so you can be more profitable.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.